Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I assist you today?
I'm good. I want to know, I just did the order for the KitchenAid Pro and filled it all out with the credit card and everything. I need to cancel it. I just did it because I don't want the meal plan.
Okay.
I've done this before, and they throw it like $119 at me, you know?
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
Sure. It's 02038.
What's your first and last name, please?
Connie Howard.
02038 is your...
zip code.
Okay, that didn't pull up an account, Ms. Howard. Let me try your phone number, please.
Okay, 281
413-0106. Thank you, Ms. Howard.
Thank you.
It still didn't bring it up. Just a minute. You just did it?
I know
it.
I did it.
Right.
I just did it, I would say, three minutes ago. I didn't see that little tiny caption until after I'd already done it.
Okay, let me try your zip codes. Where else? Hang on. No, that's going to be it. Okay, let me try your email address.
Okay. It's one word, lowercase letters.
Okay.
Liberty Kate with a K. You want me to spell it?
Mm-mm. Liberty, you said cake, K-A-K-E?
Yes, and it's one word, Liberty Kate together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then it's 2012@gmail.com.
Thank you. Hopefully this will bring it up.
I hope.
Okay, if it doesn't, the first six and last four of the card, yep, it didn't. Let me have the first six and last four of the card that you used, ma'am.
The last four?
We can try the last four first, but the first
okay.
six and last four
sure.
would be more.
Okay.
We can try the last four first, see if that brings it up. If
okay.
not, then I need
all
the
right.
first six, too.
Okay, I have the last four is 0529.
No, they didn't pull up your account. Can I have the first six to combine with that last four?
Sure. The first six are 417. Well, take that back. 4147. 40.
Thank you, ma'am. Hopefully this will pull it up. And it didn't. I'm going to get you switched over to a supervisor, Ms. Howard, so they can continue to look for your account, okay?
Yeah, do you think it didn't go through? I mean,
that's usually an indication that it didn't. Did you get an email or anything like that?
I think I did, but I didn't look at it. Do you want me to look? I can't.
Yeah,
I
check
can't
it.
Really...
Oh, you can't do it on the phone while you're on the phone.
Well, I think I can. So
okay.
Hopefully I can, okay? I know I hit the middle button and see if I could do it, okay?
Okay, sure.
If not, I guess I'll talk to somebody else, right? Okay, hang on. I'm going to attempt it. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
Oh, I did it. Yes, it said it. But I couldn't read the confirmation number because I got the email.
Okay.
It's got my address and everything.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Do you need a confirmation number? Want me to go back and try to enlarge it?
I'm just going to get you switched over. I just wanted to ascertain whether or not it went through or not.
Yeah, went through or not. Yeah, because $2, but then I'm sure the meal plan sort of
like...
I'm sure
they charge you more than that. It's probably going to be like $59.89.
I don't want it.
Yes,
I'm 71. I don't go on diets or nothing anymore.
I know that's right. And what's your first name, Ms. Howard?
Connie.
Okay, it's Connie. Let me get you switched over to a supervisor so they can try to find that account for you. I've done everything I could do in terms of searching
Well, thanks
and
for looking.
It. Yes, ma'am. My pleasure, Ms. Howard. Please hold while I transfer your call, okay? You have a good day, and thanks for calling customer support.
You too. Ma'am. You've been very pleasant. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Howard. One moment, please.
Of course.
Yeah,
plan.
Okay, Ms. Howard, please hold while I get you transferred over to a supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. One moment, please.